This was an issue that came to the forefront again with the very bad storm Bert that we had there about 2 weeks ago. And I called on the Sligo County Council to see what can be done to get this sorted out regarding bad flooding, particularly residents living along the main road into Ballymote were very badly affected by very high levels of flood water, with some residents saying that it was the worst they had seen in 30 years. Now, that regional road into Ballymote is the R293, and that flows from literally the football pitch right through the town park, out through the railway station, and out onto the Gurchin Road. Now, the small businesses there on the Sligo Road were flooded. Houses were flooded, back gardens, garages were flooded, and also the entrance to the railway station was blocked to pedestrian traffic. Some of the business owners there spent thousands of euros themselves carrying out remedial works prior to this, and it still has flooded their business out. So it's with, you know, our changing weather patterns, and even again this weekend we have another storm highlighted to come. I think that people shouldn't be left to foot the bill themselves on this. While I have to compliment Sligo County Council, outdoor crew and the fire brigade services during Storm Bert, they certainly went over and above all they could do for the general public, and they were out in all conditions. But the state agencies have to sort this out once and for all. If a river has to be dredged, if there has to be work carried out, it must take place. And I got support from all the other councillors, and they also stated that flooding is a major problem, and we have to take action, be proactive to get this sorted out, not reactive after damage has been carried out.
And Councillor, as you pointed out, with Storm Dara to arrive, obviously this type of scenario is very concerning for people, and it's just very important that, I guess, the public know that, look, if bad things happen, that they can be addressed, and they will be addressed.
Well, as I stated at the meeting, there's technology out there now to sort out most problems, and we have state agencies, we have the Minister of the OPW previously sending funding to different parts of the country that were very badly damaged. And we certainly are calling on myself and Councillor Taylor have sought a meeting with the department on this, that we can get the flooding issue in South Sligo brought to the forefront, and that if funding is required, that we need this funding to get the works carried out along with the state agencies. So we will be pursuing it from the County Council side, but the state agencies must come on board. It's not fair on householders. Your heart would go out to them when they tell you that they're unable to get insurance due to numerous incidents of flooding. So this has to be sorted out.